Ak on Jeffrey's primary challenger USA, not a good idea right now. By Jasmine Jordan on November 18, 2025. Speaking briefly to Axios at the U.S. Capitol on Monday, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said she was not aware that New York City Councilman Chiesa had entered the race against House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. "I certainly don't think a primary challenge to the leader is a good idea right now," she added. The comments came a day after USA filed paperwork with the Federal Election Commission forming a congressional campaign committee. Chiesa for Congress, indicating his intent to run in New York's 8th congressional district. The seat has been held by Jeffries since 2013 and has not faced a serious primary challenge since his initial election. USA, a queer Buddhist activist, recently rejoined the Democratic Socialists of America, the same organization that endorsed Zoran Mamdani, and was an active supporter of Mamdani's mayoral campaign. However, Mamdani has reportedly urged USA not to run against Jeffries, with sources saying he is concerned it could disrupt the relationship between the party's radical left and moderate members as he continues working to advance his agenda. According to Axios and multiple other outlets, the mayor-elect did not invite USA to his election night celebration. This week, Mamdani doubled down on his opposition to the challenge, telling reporters, "I believe that there are many ways right here in New York City to both deliver on an affordability agenda and take on the authoritarian administration in the White House." Striking a similar note, Adam Green, co-founder of the Progressive Change Campaign Committee aligned with Senator Elizabeth Warren, remarked, "Every progressive, especially in New York, should be doing everything they can to help Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani be successful in passing and implementing his affordability agenda. Especially at this moment, just after Mamdani's big victory in House Democrats holding firm during the shutdown fight, it is not the right moment to launch a primary challenge to Hakeem Jeffries." On Monday, Jeffries was asked at a press conference to respond to USA's decision to contest the seat, which the councilman has stated is motivated by his belief that Democratic leadership has failed to effectively fight against President Donald Trump. Jeffries replied, "Come on in, the water is warm." Polling data has revealed a significant generational and ideological shift within the party. A July survey funded by a pro-Palestinian policy group showed strong support among New York Democrats for Mamdani and Ocasio-Cortez, with 68% viewing Mamdani favorably and 75% holding a positive opinion of Ocasio-Cortez. The same poll indicated lower favorability for more traditional leaders, with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries at 58% and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer at 50%. Additionally, 72% of surveyed voters favored candidates who would vote to withhold U.S. weapons to Israel, positions central to Mamdani's campaign. USA's challenge comes as Jeffries faces new questions following the release of documents showing his campaign solicited support from Jeffrey Epstein. A May 2013 email from a representative of Jeffrey's team at the firm Dynamic SRG described him as Brooklyn's Obama and invited Epstein, then recently out of prison, to a Democratic fundraising dinner with President Obama. The message also encouraged Epstein to support Jeffrey's efforts to help Democrats win a majority. House Oversight Chair James Comer cited the email while promoting the Epstein Files Transparency Act, which passed the House 427-1.